learn that that's not what we're looking for. The more that we have that start of being a feel of looking, because we don't actually know the truth, because we are fixed to have the every single one of us. We rebel against God, we rebel against our creator, and then we destroy our control.
We're greedy, we're envious, we're selfish,
we're puppies,
we lost our splendor, we're guilty,
we love ourselves and we don't see the way, we see people, and most of our efforts to use thoughts, words, and even things that we omit that we do. We are very greedy. One way that we as an American culture have worked on smallness over the past century is the desire to engage in special relationships without the intention of business and without the office responsibility of the assistant. And when the thought is that no commitment, no responsibility, desire for that. Of promoting the radical feminist agenda of word equality, our culture has legalized and provided for abortion. Today is the all of our different church, all over the church, churches of all different things, are remembering that 4 years ago this month, Supreme Court of Marbles votes in this Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade on its international reading of the 14th Amendment of the Rights of Privacy that a woman has the right to abort as a woman carries her womb. This landmark decision is to overturn every piece of the Constitution and every law on the books that protects the life of her womb. Since this time, the last 4 years, over 50 million abortions are aborted. Now, just to get your mind around that number, 50 million, consider that 50 million is the combined population of the following states: Kentucky, Oregon, Oklahoma, Iowa, Mississippi, Arkansas, Kansas, Utah, Nevada, New Mexico, West Virginia, Nebraska, Idaho, Maine, New Hampshire, Hawaii, Rhode Island, Montana, Delaware, South Dakota, Alaska, Norfolk, Vermont, and Long Island.
We don't set aside this day to honor this day. We set aside this day to remember. And to help us remember what our responsibility is in an important cultural organization that's determined and not political. Jesus said, the determined is not political. The determined is not possible. How can I say that? Last is we learn that Jesus is not possible. Abortion is sin. Abortion is not sin. And so, how do you think about abortion? You think about it as a duty. As a duty to think about God's duty toward us in words in the Bible. In 1 Corinthians 15, it's true that Jesus died for our sins, according to Scripture, that one of the best things that Jesus means to atone for is abortion. This morning, I want to focus on two simple,
first forward by three bills with this passage. The first truth that we get from the Bible is this. Abortion is sin, and rebellion is God's law. Abortion is sin, and rebellion is God's law. We have
living human dignity and according to dignity and same word as a human being who is in the one. And I think this is a from you, but not going to allow any things in a legally way of things. The way you see here, a homeborn child is a senior being or with the same dignity as a born human. What is important to know is a general pattern, a general picture of value for life that informs our living, that informs the way we think about life and the way we think about children. And what is the thing that I'm warning you? There's less of a whole picture of worldview than you get from the masses. Psalm 130, verse 13. So, for you, God, you created my inmost being. You did me together in my mother's womb. I prayed because I was carefully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know this forward. My plan was not in for you when I was made in the secret place. Where is the secret place? Where is the down year that is on the face of the other side of the world? Because God, you knew me this. You knew you were forming me, shaping me, all about me, and everything about my life before I was even born. Verse 16, I saw, but unformed by. What is all that in Christ? All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to me. God knew everything about me before I was born. Jeremiah 1, verse 4 and 5. You know this. You know, I was called to call you before the Lord. Jeremiah 1, 4 and 5. The word of the Lord came to me before I formed you in the womb. I knew you. When I knew you, and before you were born, I set you apart, and I spoke to you as a prophet. To be fully restored. Shout out to you, Tim, not so long ago, in Christmas, in chapter 1. Think about what the scripture tells us about John the Baptist, in chapter 1, verse 14. John the Baptist says, he will be a joy and a delight to you. Many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be created by the Lord. He has never seen one or other person. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. When the Holy Spirit comes and dwells and fills the Holy Spirit, the whole body of the Holy Spirit is for most people. Even before he is born, a son of
people are fighting and
pregnant woman gives birth to a baby but they have no serious injury, the offender must be fined whatever the woman's husband or parents in court allows. But if there is serious injury, if there are serious injury, what causes the child to be pregnant woman? If there is serious injury, the baby is found in the before it is a law. And if that baby is harmed or killed, it's better than guilty with that crime law for us. Up for us. So, of course, to the extent that the baby is harmed through that, then the offender will be punished. Now, following here, there's a that later on in your interpretation of your law, the woman is perfect. murder. Victor still dead, and crimes is all the way that we interpreted that, not all our murder, interpreted this way. That's a meal, a person, you fill every single word this person says. And that has an irreparable effect on all of humanity. And so it's murder, and victim, and understanding of human life. It's what crimes against all human life.
Because as we learn, rest is one of love. No man is not in love himself. He just loves us by his own suffering. And so the scripture says that the same love of human life will be all of them.
So he needs to better come together. Jesus, his unborn children, are human beings, according to the dignity and the rules. And we're also learning the Bible that a human life on that is murder.
So, what are responses?
Why is it the gospel truth? It is not only written because of human. Every human is the gospel truth. That's amazing to be in Jesus. And there are many, many individuals who have had their seats in this corner of this God.
The Lord is talking to one of those things. Maybe you're here this morning. And this is our message here. Is that maybe you better be personal. Maybe as a woman, you've considered being divorced. Maybe you're a parent. Who has encouraged or manipulated a woman is having a voice. Maybe you use unique contraceptive methods that are abortive, causing a newly formed life to still be at home and take her life for you. Maybe you help fund or sponsor abortion. Maybe you serve as a medical professional who is assisted in abortion or provide abortion relief drugs. It's possible that maybe in you, if you live in this life. So let's hope. What's our hope? I want you to know that you're in the midst of encouraging people. It's not overtly free, but it's false. Everyone in this room, has a message. For all of us, it's all hope will be done. So that's the hope that keeps us going. For not supporting all of our needs, we've all said, so what's the gospel textbook this morning? That abortion, finds forgiveness in the authority of Jesus. That's what we have hope. For all of us, we have hope. Because what you have is in glory or not, that's what it is. What it is. A world of every other finds forgiveness in one book. Only one way, and that is in the atonement of Jesus. And the old hero says, what's the law of the right? What's the answer? Not the mark of Jesus. What humanity whole again? Not the blood of Jesus. And so we read Isaiah 53 that Jesus, the Son, was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all love Jesus and God for every single one of us. We've all been so healed in the Word of God. We've all got it for each of us to turn to our own ways. The Lord has run on him. The Lord Jesus Christ. He was a good soul. First Peter, Lord. Peter, this. He himself, the Lord, he bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. But all his wounds, he has been healed. So, the only hope that I have for working for any
and by the way, the hurt, no more than one way. Obviously, the child inside the womb is hurt, but so often is the woman who's a different child.
And she needs you.
She needs her. Point to one who's involved in this, and point to the only hope that we found in other things. So that the individual responds, myself, as well as the way I can help other individuals towards their own goals. What do we do as an individual or a church who are not important? Well, we have a right to vote, right? We've been given that right now, we have that right. We have this. Volunteer your time to give to those who are in need. Give to the trust of the greatest friends. Give to the senior leader. Help show someone the rest. A lot of times we perceive that we're not able to, on the law level or the gospel level, we can make a difference one on one. It's those who are. And so turn and